Greetings, this is James Gill with As You Wish Talk Radio. Right now we're in a heck of a storm. We've got huge winds and just driving rain, and sounds like 747s are passing over the house right now, so hopefully the lines will stay up and we can get through with the show. There's a few announcements I want to make before we get started, and the last 3 weekends at the ranch we have some things going on. We've got a group Skywatch going on right now, but the rain has kind of rained that out, and we've got October 4th and 5th and 6th. Exploration of Freedom Technologies weekend, and that's with Nate here, and Spencer and Trent Goodbody, and they're going to have somebody with Divine Province, I believe, Skype in, and so it's going to be amazing. There's some huge breakthroughs happening there as far as Freedom Technologies and learning how to, you know, stay sovereign in these crazy times. We've got the Ambassador Training, which is October 11th through the 13th. And this is probably going to be the last ambassador training that I do for at least a year. So this is the last shot. And it's similar to the self-mastery course with more of a focus on the higher dimensional realms and actually contacting, engaging, and learning to communicate with these beings. So it's a hands-on experience. You're going to have your own contact happening. And, you know, it's not just the lights flying in the skies. It's actually engaging them on an energetic level. So that's going to be happening October 11th through the 13th. And if you find out more about this, just go to, you can go to the website, you know, eseti.org, and then go to esetireservations@gmail.com and just send an email out, and we'll send you all the details on that. If you, it's not on the website, you have to go to the esetireservations@gmail.com, and that is on the website. So if you want to find out more information about that. And also, too, I'll be in October 20th. I'll be in Eugene, Oregon, with the Doug Black's UFO Meetup Group. And that's, again, if you go to esetireservations@gmail.com, you'll find out more about that. I've got a couple major conferences coming up. I'll be at the Ascension Rising Conference in Sedona, Arizona, November 1st through the 3rd. And you can go to galacticu.com to find out more information about that. And or you can phone 720-336-1710 if you want more information. So anyway, go to galacticu.com and you can find out more about the Ascension Rising conference. It's going to be a great conference. There's some really good speakers coming to it. And then the following week, I'll be at the Star Knowledge conference, and that's in Palm Springs. And so if you just Google Star Knowledge Palm Springs, that'll all come up, and it's November 8th to 11th, and you can get all the details on that for those groups. But that's it for the announcements. We'll probably have a lot of these up on the site here soon, and we can send you an email. So just shoot us an email, and we'll send you the rest of the information if you want. There's a couple other things I wanted to cover with the solar things. I'm really amazing how all this video is coming out now, and they're trying to really shame people into not buying the greenhouse program, you know, and the global warming and everything else. There is global change. There's a lot of crazy weather going on. The Maunder minimum, it seems to be in effect. You know, the sun is flattening out. It looks like it's getting ready for a pole reversal. And the bottom line, all the indicators are showing global warming is over. So the temps are going down, you know, but we still need to clean up the air and the water and the land and you know, clean up the mess, and especially the chemtrails, which are no longer necessary according to this information. So if they're still spraying chemtrails, it has nothing to do with blocking out the sun and trying to stop global warming. It has a whole different agenda. And that just might tell you why the heavy metals, you know, the aluminum, barium, and strontium and other biologicals are in those chemtrails. So, you know, get a clue on that one. It's pretty obvious what's going on. They have a different agenda, and it's not a pretty one. One other thing I wanted to cover, you know, everybody's covering this Snowden thing and the NSA, and he blew the whistle on PRISM, you know, which shows that they're actually, you know, snagging everything, all of our emails, anything digital. They've got it all. They've been listening to it all, and that was made public by Snowden, and now it's being made public by others as well. Some great researchers are out there doing it. And what they didn't cover was Bull Run. And Bull Run was another program where they hacked all the encrypted software, and they forced Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft and all the others to give them a back door so they could go through all those systems as well. So that's another program. And, you know, that's quite interesting. That's all coming out right now. And, you know, what they're saying now is that NSA is totally incapable of operating under its mandate, you know, under the laws of which are supposed to govern it. And they consider our Bill of Rights toilet paper, basically. They have no respect whatsoever for any of our privacy. And, you know, the judges that, you know, have ruled against them over and over again and said very clearly that they've ignored all privacy protections and, you know, everything, all the rules, they've broken all of them. You know, basically, there's no oversight whatsoever. And this, I guess, FISA court that's supposed to overlook all this stuff is now private, and they won't let anybody know what's going on there. So I guess James Clapper, in charge of all this stuff, is, you know, said, oh, that was just a minor thing. There's just a few things that happened, nothing to worry about. Well, I find out he totally lied to Congress and everybody else, because it isn't minor, it's major, and it's been major for a long time. You know, so anyway, I kind of thought that when you lie to Congress, it's like almost an immediate jail term. You know, there's no questions about it. So it's funny how other people go to jail immediately, but these other guys just continue to lie to Congress and keep going. So, you know, the old Clapper, I think we should just, you know, clap off on that one. And you know, I've always operated as if everything is being listened to anyway, you know, so, and I figure we're just educating them as well. So I really don't have any enemies out there, and, you know, they need an education too. So when we give our information out and the emails and everything, I just figure we're educating everybody, and we're all one big happy family here. So that's the way I look at it. And I wish they would too, and quit sending their nasty little helicopters over here and hitting us with their magnetic weapons and psychotronics and all the other stuff. So a lot of information coming out that a lot of light workers have been under attack intensely by psychotronics from satellites and black helicopters, and coming down with all kinds of skin problems, irritations, and you know, imbalances in the body. Their chi gets all discombobulated. It's quite interesting what they're doing. I mean, they can send anything. They can create a heart attack, cancer, make you totally nauseous. They can do anything with these technologies now. And they are using them, but I think that's going to come to an end here pretty quick, because there's a lot of people waking up and there's other beings getting involved. So hopefully we can put an end to this nonsense pretty soon. But I mean, it's sick. You know, these people are very sick people that are doing these things. They have no conscience whatsoever. They're soulless, and they're not American. I don't know who they are, but they definitely don't work for us. You know, so that's the bottom line on that. A major island rose off of Pakistan after an 8-point quake, and I found that really interesting, because I know Atlantis and Lemuria are going to rise, and we are going to go through some major changes. So that's one for the record, you know, that we knew that there were going to be a lot of land masses rising off the coast, and those things are starting to happen. So with all that out of the way, I want to get to our guest, our next guest. And our next guest is Greg Sullivan with J-SETI, and it's kind of like the Japan version of E-SETI. And Greg has always been here, staunch supporter of E-SETI, and bringing wonderful groups over from Japan, and some very enlightened people that he's brought with him have come to, and you know, these are doctors and professional people, nurses, people from all walks of life, and there's been some incredible exchanges happening here with our healing technologies and experiencing some of their healing technologies, and it's just been an amazing connection. And we used to have Khan over here doing workshops, and we teach Yigong and some of the other practices. So anyway, there's a lot going on, you know, under those guidelines. And so without any further ado, I want to see if we can bring Greg on the show. Greg, are you with us? Hello, Greg. Well, it looks like we're either having trouble connecting or they've
got... Hear me there?
Yeah, you there?
Yep, we're here. Thanks for having us. It's good to be back. And, yep, this is our second and final tour of the year to East City. And we're here on our final night. And it's been a great time so far.
You know, the first two nights, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you saw the first two nights. We had, luckily, some clear sky. And then...
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go ahead and recap. You know, this is our second tour. The first group who was here in August got, you know, absolutely just bluebird days every day around Labor Day. And we had those just crystal clear nights with a lot of activity. And we continued that on this second trip here, what is now about 3 weeks later, with the first two nights, you know, just in the same conditions, just absolutely. It's been off season as well, so a lot less a lot less activity. It was in the beginning of the week. We came in on a Wednesday this week, so it was pretty quiet. It's been interesting to see a lot of the different variations. And what people always seem to say is, you know, when they have so much activity in one place, it's just undeniable. They've seen videos and clips and all sorts of information and even compared to, you know, Jay City events in Japan, of course. I mean, it's all happening in one place. And when you're at Mount Adams and East City here, it's sort of a big shot at once, you know, an overdose, as Danny Dyer said on the BBC TV show they did here. So people are getting that real big solid boost of kind of the discernment, what's man-made and what's not. You know, people have seen these craft in their everyday experience a lot, but they never have the repeated experience a lot of times. And having so many sightings in one place in one time, it seems to be a real kind of a game changer for everyone. You know, so then the second night on this trip was really interesting because we had cloudy skies in the daytime, and then all of a sudden the night just flipped around, you know, 180 degrees, and it was back to, you know, no cloud in the sky, and just, you know, the beautiful Milky Way. We had a couple big sightings, kind of a couple stationary flare-ups, a couple of stationary power-ups that were really interesting. And, you know, there's the alleged meteor. A lot of these craft are flying that look like shooting stars or meteors. But if you start to look close enough, you'll notice the difference. And one of the ones at the end of our skywatch on the second night was just a really deliberate kind of slide this craft did, and it just kind of slid in slow motion and then came to a stop before it disappeared. It was really nice.
Now, I noticed when I was out there, I saw, I don't know if you saw it too, but there was a beautiful one that came in that was kind of pink colored. It was a pink colored ship, and then that other one went over, I guess there was two, they saw one in the backfield, and the one that went over us that threw off a tremendous, like, bright blue-green light, you know, back at us when we were shooting the lasers up to it.
Yeah, there's definitely been an interactive element. It's definitely present as well. And then last night we had, you know, cloudy skies. But we had the rain. The rain had stopped when we were actually out in the field. And again, this you know, with true ET contact, the weather doesn't matter at all. So we had a lot of people, you know, noticing motion in the clouds, flashing, kind of flashbulb type activity. And we had a big flare up across on the back side of the field behind the row of trees that's sort of, you know, at the foot of the view of Mount Adams. We couldn't see the mountain per se, but there was a large kind of flare up from the ground that we saw. And then a couple spinning type beams of light coming up from the ground, which is a phenomenon we've encountered in Japan actually a bit recently as well. So, yeah, you know, it's getting... We were really all focused in the field together and just kind of silent and all on the same page. And as we became, you know, more sensitive to what the ETs were going to do, how were they going to appear to us, you know, they always seem to kind of pull all of our attention in one direction, and then that becomes the next sighting. So it was a really good, you know, we're proud of everyone here. It's been a really excellent synergy between all the members. And I think some of us have felt that, you know, who's actually able to come out here. We have a limited space on the tour. It's only we only have room for 7 or 8 people each time at this point. And the consensus with a lot of the members is that, you know, hey, this is just an ideal number. If we had double the amount, like 20 people or something, we would not only lose the personal aspect of the interaction between the members, but, you know, just the whole, our motion in general would just could be kind of harder to deal with. Yeah, people are, it seems to be this kind of a selection process that goes on up in HD somehow where, you know, whoever makes it on each tour, it's like the group's already decided ahead of time. So, yeah, this time we have a lot of folks who are either, worked in hospitals or have their own clinic and a lot of medical experience on in this group's within the members of this group. So that's been an interesting element this time to give a new aspect to the CPR sessions that we do during the afternoon. Hmm.
I know with the last group, I thought it was interesting, the one doctor that came with the last group, that after his session, he walked down and all of a sudden he couldn't see. I have to remember that. He couldn't see at all. And the woman there goes, take off your glasses. And he had these big, kind of like thick glasses, Coke bottle glasses. Yeah. And he took his glasses off and he could see fine. You know,
we've seen people go through enormous change. And it's not only the experience, you know, contact is happening throughout the entire course of the time we're here. And this is true for anyone's experience. As you engage the phenomenon more and more, the chances to encounter it, the chances to have new realizations and new encounters or new aspects that open up, you know, it's just endless. So, and that goes through in just the first few days. We come in on the first day, and then you can see people change right in front of your eyes as they have those first few nights of experience in the field here and experience the energies on land and just being in this area, and then the sessions as well and the group work we do. And then, for example, that guy you mentioned who was a skin doctor on the very first tour we did last year, he went back and has just changed physically, you know, and in the way he appears and the way he communicates to people. It's been interesting how he's just completely opened up after that experience.
Right. Yeah, I love to see that. I like to see the transformations happen. You know, I noticed with the groups that you bring up, I noticed you always bring up these people that are very humble and very gracious, very loving, and very open to the experience. And I think that's why there's such a success in the healing processes that go on and all the other things, is because the quality of the people that come to the ranch. You know, they don't come with a prove-it-to-me attitude or show me or whatever. They're very gracious and very humble, and so they have some very incredible experiences here.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a fabulous trait of so many Japanese folks that we, you know, in general. And again, the people that are making it this far, we were talking about that at breakfast this morning, but people who make it this far with without that much literature, without that much guidance, we're just getting this tour worked out as every time as we go. You know, it's a new thing it's a new project that we're kind of all working on together here as we do it each time. So we learn something new every time, and these are the pioneer members. These are the pioneer groups that are coming through and helping us at J-SETI, you know, make this, you know, connection from Japan and E-SETI. So it's been and then of course we have all the guidance and support coming from places unseen. So it's a great chemistry and a great synergy that's happening all around.
There's one thing I wanted to mention. One of the people on this tour, you brought a sensei. He's like a master healer himself. He's a doctor, and I'd love to if you can bring him. And I'm not sure if he's available.
We have a couple of our guests here. Yep, he's this is Dr. Yamano. He's a good friend of ours from. We live on the westernmost island of Japan called Kyushu, which is currently there's the slide in your presentation, James, of all the lightning coming out of that volcano. That's Mount Sakurajima, Cherry Blossom Island. It's a beautiful prefecture they live in the very southern part of Kyushu, the very southernmost point of the main islands of Japan called Kagoshima Prefecture. And it's got two snake-like fangs of two peninsulas that cradle around this giant volcano in the middle of the bay that separates the two peninsulas. So that has been very active. And then, of course, you've seen a lot of the videos on YouTube, even of the craft that are coming in and out of that volcano. We've had some excellent events. The first year, one of our first events in 2013 was down in that area in the other volcanic district, which is just a few dozen miles from this Sakurajima Island. So, I think it was about 10 days ago they had a giant plume, and people, you know, have to walk covering their mouths with handkerchiefs through the city. So the Yamano family is here, all three of them, and they live just near, right in the center of the city there. So we had a chance to meet last year, and They've come to several events, and we've had a lot of interaction outside of the JCET events as well, because we're so close in a location where we live. So, and he's and Dr. Yamada has a clinic, and he's done a lot of the work with a kind of etheric and kind of energy healing that's very unique to himself. So he doesn't have a special name for it, but it is very effective. And maybe you guys can talk about what you encountered. He is an extremely sensitive empath, and he's plugged right into the experiences here. He's one of the few people who can actually see the ETs that come into the field and have full awareness of them. Even do a handshake or whatnot, and as he said in the past. There's a picture we took, actually, which is so funny. The first event they participated in, there's a picture that I used in Japanese TV this year, and it's in my book that I put out this year over there. It's like a hand is behind one of their daughter's husband, his head. It's making a peace sign. And it's like that's a lot of the – when you take a picture in Japan, a lot of people make the peace sign, and and it's just so – it shows the funny, the humorous element that these beings can have. And it's just – it's so clear. Like, it looks like – it's you see the two energy – strands of it that look just like a hand floating in the air behind the guy's shoulder. So that was the first experience with contact with me. And now, he's here. So I will put Dr. Yamada on to tell you, to talk a little bit about what he's feeling, and then I'll do the translation as we go.
Great. Sounds great.
Okay, here we go. So, I'm here from the southernmost prefecture in Japan, Kagoshima. My name is Takashi Yamano.
もともとは神経内科というニューロロジーの専門医をしてますが、今あの神経内科、西洋医学と東洋医学の中間的な治療をしてます。
He was first a neurologist, and then now he's has a clinic that balances Western and Eastern medicine. He's kind of has a work that's like a hybrid version of both. Takes elements from both both Western and Eastern medicine.
で、私の住んでるところの鹿児島は、ここ最近数年非常に爆発が頻繁に起こって1日に数回から10回ぐらい起こってます。風向きによっては私の町の鹿児島市に 灰が,
Where we live in Kagoshima, there's in the last few years been highly increased volcanic activity with Sakurajima and the Kirishima range, which in one day we can have up to 10 eruptions or explosions in one day.
もともと地震が多い土地なんですが。 従来から噴火のある時には地震が少なくて、地震が多い時には噴火が少ないということは言われてました。
And the ash from the volcanoes goes all the way into Kagoshima City. It's the volcano is not far from the city, so we see the ash flying often. And in Japan, there's a lot of earthquake activity, of course, but there's a balance between the earthquake activity and volcanic activity. So recently, a slight decrease in earthquakes has been balanced out with an increase in volcanic eruptions.
Yes. Yeah, it's all tied together. Maybe we can get into, first of all, I guess, some of the what he's seen here. He could talk about, some of the ships he's seen here and maybe the beings that he's seen here and interacted with as well.
Sure. こちらの伊勢というのはまずその野外の体験について、あと、その
直接的なコンタクトについてどうですか。こちらでびっくりしたのは満天の星が2日見れまして、その中でも実際に動く光の点がはっきりと確認できました。それは肉眼でも見えました。I was
the gorgeous night skies for the first two nights, and I had repeated the chances to see with the naked eye and confirm, a lot of these moving light phenomenon and ships flying around in the skies.
で、
yeah.
それはあの飛行機 の, あの容態とはもう確実に違うことがはっきりと分かり、コースも全く別でした。
And that's obviously to me obvious. It was obvious to me that these are totally different from regular man-made objects or especially planes. We could see both regular planes and the extreme difference between the other objects that were flying around.
そして雲もないのに急にその光が消えたり、それからコースから外れたり、それからあのなんかこうカーブをあの作ったような、まあ、明らかにこれがあの飛行船だというのが分かりました。
and so in a cloudless sky, even though there was no clouds in the sky, these objects were disappearing in place or in and changing course and doing all sorts of other maneuvers that were not attributable to any kind of man-made object that I could tell.
日本でサリバン先生に一緒にあの夜空を見て、今までいろんな光とかそういうのを見てきたんですが、今回ここでもはっきりとやっぱり存在するんだなというのをみんなと同じように共有しました。
We've spent a lot of time in Japan with Mr. Sullivan in the field and seen a lot of different phenomena, but at this time, you know, he said here, Mount Adams, we've kind of crossed a certain type of threshold where, you know, we all feel, our whole family feels like a sense of finality here. It's come to a head with this experience.
そしてその事実が2日連続で同じように起こったことを見たときに、やっぱり僕らはあの EPI の存在を信じざるを得ない、そしてそれが何か意味をすること自体をやっぱり僕らは考えなきゃいけないなという心に至りました。
So at that point we now switch immediately to, you know, we're sure that this is something really that's off world and, you know, not attributable to anything man-made, and now we have to switch immediately into what does this mean to us, what is that, what's the implications, you know, what, how should we, we're asking ourselves, you know, how we should, you know, think, how should we think about that, or how should we change our worldview accordingly now.
私の今の治療というのは、あの、まあ、見えない世界で自分が感じて、でそれを再現性として、でそれを元にして治療しています。そしてその治療効果が非常に高いレベルで起こっているという事実を確認しています。
So my type of therapy I use involves the same kind of, well, it's a, you know, world of the unseen. A lot of the craft are initially in energy form. So this is not totally foreign to me. So my background is coming into play here as well.
その目で見ると、あの日本でもいっぱいいろんな光とかビームとかもういろんな種類のものが夜空に見えるんですが、ここアダムス山とこの周辺の私たちがいた野原はもう格別にその頻度と大きさとスケールが違って、もうびっくりしました。
And in that regard, I'm sensitive to the other types of activity that are happening with the craft that maybe many people might not be able to sense, including like many beams and the types of scans, bioscans that happen of people in the field and the other sorts of activity that the craft are doing when they aren't visible to the naked eye. So this again has backed up the whole experience and also, you know, shed new light on my work.
Mm-hmm. 日本でも周辺に ETI があのいるのは感じてたし、握手をしたり交流はしてるんですが、だいたい30センチぐらいの人か90センチぐらいの人でした。
So in Japan, after starting this experience in the last year or so, having these experiences through contact, I've seen the type of ET beings that were just maybe 20 to 30 centimeters tall, just, you know, a foot or two tall, but here in the field I first saw for the first time, well, much larger being maybe almost 3 or 4 meters tall.
しかしこれは肉眼で見える世界じゃないので、他の人から見えないと思います。でこちらに来てびっくりしたのは、まず2メートル近いぐらい高い背の高い ETI でしたし、その後4メートルぐらいの方もいらしたし、それからいつも見る30センチとか90センチとかその中間とか、いろんな種類の ETI と会えて握手をしたり、あのスキンシップしました。
So with this experience here, I see all these different types of beings, you know, the shorter ones as well as ones that are, you know, 6 feet, 7 feet and even 10 feet tall. And here as well, I continued the kind of, you know, more close close encounters, and, you know, shaking hands or even hugging at times.
Mm-hmm.
Great. その時にこれから先の話はもしかすると自分のイメージかもしれないけども、あの ETI とかあの飛行船が来て、それに僕が乗って、それも数回いろんな種類の飛行船に乗るという経験をしました。
So I'd like to share an experience from the trip here on our second day、when I was alone in the field in the afternoon、for about 20 or 30 minutesAnd I was able to take my etheric body, or was helped aboard a ship, actually two or three ships that were visible to the eye and were hovering on the left side of Mount Adams.
最初の飛行船の中ではあのお茶が出まして、それもおそらく紅茶で、あのだけどティーカップはもう非常に特別なシルバーの、非常にこのようなものとは思えないようなものでした。でなぜこんなあの地球の飲み物があるのかって聞いたら、イギリス人に教わったって言ってましたけど、本当かどうか分からない。
So in the first craft, it's funny, it may sound funny, but I was prepared, I was given a cup of tea in a silver cup, and he was asking, and I asked the male ET, why are you doing something so human here?And he said, well, we learned this from an English person, and I don't know if he was joking or not.
それで僕がかねがねこれから先どういうことをしたらいいのかなと思ってましたら、彼らが10年ごとの約7本、ちょっと長いんですが、7本ぐらいのいろんなメッセージを書いたものを私に送ってくれて、私の体の上半身に全部入っていきました。
And so I asked, you know, what about the future, or what kind of information they may have for me in terms of my personal mission, and they gave something like a scroll to me in an form of an energy, ball of energy that went into my chest. I think it might have been upwards of 7 to 10 years worth of archived information that I was given.
それからまた他の船では、あの将軍みたいな非常に地位の高い人が急に僕の肩を揉んだり、首筋とか腰とか足を揉んでくれたのでびっくりしたんですが、非常に気持ちが良かったの。でそれ
And then suddenly, the next part of this experience was I kind of had a higher commander, somewhat of a higher positioned ET, actually started to give me sort of a neck and back massage when I was standing there. So that was really a comfortable experience.
で、こちらはお礼にと思いまして、いつものやってる治療で、防振って言って、ちょっと離れて見る方法で、その、あの宇宙人を見たら、あの右の、あの下の腹部にあの、まあ、要点プラスの、例えばあのマスターキーのようなポイント、そこをちゃんと治せば体のいろんな病気が治るという、そういうところがありましたので、それに対してちょっとあの針みたいな治療をあのイメージの中でしてあげました。
And at the end of the experience, there was something that was interesting that they, that person who massaged me, then I was able to look at him and find, he kind of showed me this power point and the, energetic point at the, at the base of the right hip. And so I was able to scan him and try a little bit of energy work on him, which seemed to be very effective.So this seems to be like I'm kind of a master key point for the positive flow of ki in the body. And I know that point was something that you also had, James, as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I had the exact same thing happen where the good doctor worked on me, and it was amazing where he sent the energy in and I was blocked, the chi going down my right leg.Was blocked, and I was having a lot of hip and back problems. And all of a sudden, the flow just—I felt it open and just go right down my leg. And he was doing his air darts or what air needles, whatever you want to call it, were psychically. And I know the energy coming out of his hands was phenomenal when he was touching points on me, and he put a couple magnets on me. But it was quite amazing. And so, and also too, I had the same thing happen where they took a gold ball of energy and they.Put it into my chest, and it was all of my memories and past life memories, everything, future stuff was all, they did the same thing with me. So I understand what he's talking about because, you know, I had a very similar experience. And it's funny, you had the same thing with the right leg.
Exactly. That's one of the key words that Dr. Yamano always uses is, you know, the repeatability or the repetition of phenomenon. This is something we can use to scientifically confirm that there's an intelligence involved here. And, yeah, just as you said last night, you know, these tours can be kind of physically demanding with all the moving we do in the short amount of time. So last night, as I went back from the field and just turned lights out to go to bed, immediately a kind of energy entered the room, and then I could feel the warmth and presence, and I could feel that stimulation in the exact same spot we're talking about here, and just woke up completely refreshed and energized. So it seems to be something that affects the physical body and its connection to the, you know, the energy of our auric body or the etheric body that kind of helps us stay in good health and energized. So yeah, that's an interesting. As we collect this data together, it's going to be interesting to see how it ties into currently existing information and then stuff that's going to be totally new as well.
Exactly. I think it's amazing. If he's still with us, I would love, can he give us a description maybe of what these beings look like?
Sure. I just wanted to say just to tell listeners here who don't know what the air needles are, just really quickly, is that if everyone's familiar with acupuncture being, you know, using the energy channels of the body to clear blocks and whatnot, with using, you know, physically putting small needles in the skin, Dr. Yamano here has a very unique ability to scan the body or the etheric body with his inner sight, and then actually go beyond that to actively do treatments with his mind. And this is just a really extremely advanced and unique technique, which I first experienced with my, you know, he tried it, he did it on my lower back one day when I was driving a long distance and my back was real swollen. So immediately just the whole tension just lets go in a matter of a few seconds. So it's quite an interesting ability he has. So yeah, let me ask him.
それで僕が非常に興味深かったのは、それでまあお礼でいろんなものをもらったんですが、他に2人、結局3人の ETI を見まして、で同じように同じ場所に同じような所見があったのが非常に印象的でした。
So in total, I encountered the three of the humanoid human beings in these craft, and I was so happy they gave me this present or whatnot, something that's like a souvenir to take home, and felt, you know, we exchanged a time of really great kind of confirmation and thanks for each other's presence and work.
あの科学が発達した治療法を持ってて、僕も以前治療してもらったので非常にびっくりしたんですが、彼らは彼らで私の治療に非常に興味を持ったようで、学校で教えてくれということで、また学校に行って生徒に教えたという、そういう非常に友好的な関係を持てる人たちだなと思いました。
So they are, these beings, science and abilities are obviously extremely advanced, and it's amazing to see that firsthand. And also, they seem to be interested in what I was doing as a human with my abilities. And they said, you know, well, it would be great to exchange information. So, you know, maybe that happened as well. That's why he had me look at him. The son of senior ET had me scan him and try my work on him. To maybe he was trying to get something, you know, study that or get some insight from our end as well.
Yeah. I mean, these beings, from his experience, I know from my experience too, they're extremely loving and compassionate and very giving. And they're kind of like hands-on, touchy-feely beings. The only way I can say it is they don't have all the hang-ups we have. And they're just very loving, wonderful people. And that was my experience. And it sounds like he had the same experience.
You know, I ended up editing one of his words, because he used the word skinship, and that, yeah, he said I was able to do handshakes and skinship, so like you said, you know, touchy-feely, yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people say that's a Larry Fairy, but it's, you know, these are very advanced beings and they're very loving beings and they don't have the a lot of the hang-ups we do. I guess
we have another guest here who is actually just out of a bodywork session. I'm going to pass the phone to him. Is it okay if we get another comment?
Yes, it'd be great.
So this is Yasu. He's from originally from Okinawa, but he lives in Tokyo, and so he's here, and he's been to America several times, and he's going to tell you about his some of his experiences here.
Great.
He speaks fluent English.
Okay. So I just encountered that book that Gregory wrote in Japan, and which got me really interested in Mount Adams and the East City. And that's how I got into this tour with J City. And I was really not really interested in physically watching UFOs, but more like, you know, contacting ETIs in this area. Then I've seen those video clips on East City and YouTube of those flying objects moving in the skies and in this area, and which they actually here, and that got me really convincing feeling that they are really there. So I would quote the message on the t-shirts on J City created: "They're here, get over it." So that's, you know, how I really interested in this.
Yeah, the J City shirts, right? "They're here, get over it." Yeah.
Great. Yeah, it is. You know, it's time for us to grow up, you know, and wake up and stop waiting for somebody else to tell us it's okay, you know, to believe in UFOs, do our own research, and have our own experience.
Definitely. Yeah. There's no exchange. There's nothing to replace the direct experience, for sure.
Is that it for the guests so far?
Yeah. We have one more. Dr. Yamano's daughter is here. His second daughter, Madoka, is here, so she'll tell you about her impressions here.
Oh, okay, great.
ツアーに参加することになりましたが、今回のツアーはとても感激でいっぱいの毎日を送ることになりました。
This is my first time here, but it's been a great experience every day, and we've had so many things happen in the short time we've been here. It's been a real treat.
最初のアダムズ山に着いた最初の夜から、とても今まで見たことのない素晴らしい夕空と動く UFOの姿を見ることができたのがとても嬉しかったです。
Seeing the night sky, I've never seen the night sky like so clear, and of course all the craft moving is just you know, has been quite an experience.
もう一つ楽しみにしていたことは、ジェームズ・ギリランドさんとのテーブルワークのコンタクトでしたが、最初はとても緊張していましたが、実際にガイドの存在を知ることができたと分かったとき、とても安心した気持ちに包まれました。So
I was another experience we had here was on the first day we all had the table work session with a transpersonal release, and I was nervous at first, but once I felt the, you know, guide coming in or heard, you know, understood more about the process, then I felt really just enveloped in such a warm and loving presence. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks.
Is that it?
So I think this is, and it's, this time, you know, I think what we mentioned before, James, is with these, you know, the star seeds, you know, all so many of the people coming here and so many people involved with our J City events are largely, you know, ET Soul and star seed types. So they're coming for a reason, and you know, what's so nice is that we don't have them, and no one's totally hung up on the prove it to me, as you said before. So we're not only beyond that first hurdle. You know, there's so many other ways and avenues to go after that, which is Interesting. And then it's also the support for the kind of stuff that's happened to shut people down from childhood, as we see in the sessions come through. So, you know, that this time we had a whole bunch of remote ones that happened yesterday, and these people, they might not be able to make it to the ranch, but they're connected in spirit, and they really definitely are benefiting from the support of you know, getting clear. So it's such a process. It's not a process that's, you know, these clearings and the idea of being clear is unfortunately not as widespread as it really should be in the spiritual or even, you know, the underground community. So I find, though, that, you know, through my experience, I can look back now and see the times that I had been either, you know, bullied or manipulated by energies that I had no idea were there, and, you know, how it goes through different people in the close to you. And so we're always real careful to, you know, we've always, through our different collaborations, and we never have problems during our events, but it's in my personal life or the stuff around the events that, you know, if you leave that door cracked open, you know, something's going to slip through, and if you aren't ready to clear or don't know any techniques of how to shield or how to deal with it, you know, you go through those experiences that, you know, that aren't so pleasant at times. So we've all been there, but it's now about recognizing the signs and symptoms, you know, and we find that, you know, if people are still in a fear factor about contact, I can say one thing for sure is that any dark elements or any of these negative forces, they always have to hide. They never come out in the open. So they always sneak their way in, and it's about obfuscation, smoke and mirrors, and, you know, trickery. And so they'll never be able to come out in the open and face you on a level field. So that's what's been, it's been both, you know, it's been both inspiring not only to clear that myself and to have that unshakable sense of security, as well as to now share that with others. And the TPR sessions are a huge help in that tool and a resource for those type of people who need that support.
Mm-hmm. The I know the people that have, after they've come here and had their experiences and gone through the sessions and, you know, had the past life clearance and childhood trauma and everything cleared and go back to Japan, you've been getting wonderful reports from these people afterwards, and you know, next thing you know, it seems like we're doing their whole families, you know.
Yeah. It's like they're like a ping. It's like a pinball machine. They just spring back like a ball on the sling. There, they take off. You know, so some of these people have repressed, you know, our emotions and repressed themselves for years and decades. You know, so it's amazing. It's regardless of age. You know, there's people of all ages who have come to us with this need, and just to see them finally come into their power and flower into fruition is just such an amazing, it gives such an amazing sense of satisfaction and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. I noticed one of the women you brought with you, that one of the elderly women that you brought with you came in a wheelchair, and that wheelchair
against all odds, you know, she didn't think she was going to make it this year and or at all, and her family was against her going, but we worked it out, and one of her relatives has come as a support, but yeah, she's just having the time of her life. So it's, you know, the people who are meant to come are making it, and they are getting the support they need to from all the places that it comes from, and yeah, so it's been great to have her along as well. And she really has kind of already started to feel those healing energies running through her, and we've seen that change happen in just the last day or two.
Yeah, well, I noticed her wheelchair is parked most of the time, and she's walking around.
Yeah, she's more time out of the chair than in it, so that's nice.
Yeah, that's good. I always love to see that. You know, it makes my heart open when I see other people like, you know, receive these energies. And I always tell people, you know, I'm not doing the healing work, you know, it's coming through me, or it's coming through them and their own spirit, you know, and they're open to it. So they're creating that reality, but, you know, I'm just
right.
A conduit, you know, just as all of us are. And I don't take credit or blame for whatever happens, you know, whatever happens
yep.
between them and spirit, you know, so.
That's right. I think, yeah, this is a whole other, you know, the element of, people often will say, you know, hey, well, you guys are having this contact, but the ships are so far away. When are they going to come down? And it's that whole other element of, you know, people who want to go beyond just the Skywatch aspect is that it is getting involved energetically, learning the different types of energy and stuff, and then you go from there. So we're trying to blueprint this more and more, and it's been our it's been, you know, my job here to be as the, you know, to the go-between and putting a lot of this stuff into into Japanese for the first time, and having to keep the quality, trying to keep the quality as high as possible in our translations, and then also getting inspired to add, you know, add our own color to things and whatnot. So, you know, but people are having the same kinds of experience with Contact all around the world, we're finding that we're really walking this path alone at this moment in Japan. There's a lot of people interested, and 2013 has been a phenomenal year. But at the same time, just recently we have the kind of guys who have been on top of this, who don't have the most pure intentions. They're still, you know, putting out their articles in trash, you know, gossip magazines, and yeah. Just recently they put out a video where they filmed the landing pattern for Haneda Airport in Tokyo and said it was a UFO. You know, this is we're constantly having to deal with we're actually clearing up kind of, you know, 10 years, 15 years plus of wrong or kind of misguided information there, it seems like. So it's great to be finally bringing in and anchoring in some of this real hardcore truth over there. So that's our job, and we're trying our best at it. But we've had a lot of interest, and we're looking forward to the release of Contact Has Begun, which is you know, more than halfway through. In these past tours, we've had the chance to do some interviews and some bonus footage filming. So as we enter the early part of the winter, we're going to wrap all that production up and then get that released, and hopefully have you over for some events over there.
Yeah, so, oh yeah, it sounds great. You know, it's sad, but you know,
it is a blast.
The field of ufology is so convoluted, you know, and you've got the planned opposition out there and the disinformation people and the shills and all the other stuff going on. But you know, if you search through there, you can find some nuggets. And I know there's some beautiful people in the field of ufology, and unfortunately, they're not the ones you mostly hear about. You know, they don't get the pulpit. They don't have the front stage. You know, and it's sad. You know, but that's just the way it is. And I know there's a lot of women in the field, right, that really know what's going down. And you know, Mary Rodwell, and I've heard Barbara Lamb, and a lot of other people out there that, you know, they just don't get the front stage like they should, but they have more information than I've ever heard, and you know, really good information, especially coming from the children that are having contact, that are releasing a bunch of information. So that really needs to get out there more.
Definitely. Well, yeah, the people who really get it, they often say to me, you know, the people in the real deal they still not in the spotlight. You know, the real teachers are still not in the spotlight yet. That's what a lot of people say to me, and I agree completely. So it's not quite time. There's a lot of stuff going on underground, and we really don't have a big internet presence. We're out there doing it in the field, and we're meeting people all over Japan. I'm hardly ever home. That seems to be what the ETs are really feeling is needed and is more important than the, you know, in stuff on the internet. Is just it's a good place to share information, but there's a lot of dark energy in there, and you know, forums quickly get to become, you know, wrestling rings, you know, it's we've had limited experience, and you know, people blog about us, blog after the events, they share videos and stuff that we do, but yeah, I'm hoping to get some more internet contact going. But we've been, you know, it's again this whole theme of, you know, a lot of the big names, and unfortunately, they've either been attacked themselves and shut down, or been persuaded, or, you know, for one reason or another, those in the limelight haven't been of the highest integrity. So I think that, you know, I think people want the truth, and on the other hand, you know, the contrast is so great that once they see the truth, it's going to be fine. You know, they're never going to go back. So it's just a matter of time here.
Yeah, you know, I always say, you know, authentic always trumps the BS, you know. So as long as we stay authentic and do the best we can, there's not going to be a problem. But you're always going to have those people. I mean, trust me, I have this crazy dude. He named himself after a rock or some amatrine or whatever, you know, and saying that, you know, we do rituals here and we painted our walls in blood. I can go on and on with all the crazy stuff. And he says my name's a French derivative, that I'm actually Illuminati and Gillen, which is Scotch-Irish. You know, it just goes on with this whole convoluted mess, which is just his own fears and his own victim role, you know, expressing. And never been here, never talked to anybody that's been here, never. Some of these guys put up a whole website on this stuff, and you just go, oh my God, you know what?
Get a life. Do, right?
Yeah, get a life. You know, drop your victim role, get healed, and stop whining, you know, do some research.
Yeah, the only experience you're ever going to have is what you're open to or at least neutral to. So, you know, when you see that kind of criticism, on very biased criticism, you know, that even if they have come here it's probably just for one night and because of their state of consciousness that the experience was extremely limited, because there's only so much that you know, you're able to be shown at that point of vibration. So, We've had this time and time again. You know, the groups that are coming here make their own experience. We manifesting the weather and all the other things that happen. So it's we try and stay as open and clear as possible.
Yeah, I've got a little news flash just popped in, and with Lisa Harrison, and she's got another major event going on too. So we're gonna post that up on the site. And if you want to check that out, it's www.5dmedianetwork.com/CP. Oh, Opal Tour. It's the Opal Tour. So anyway, we'll put that up. We'll put that link up on the show as well if you want to check out. So there's another thing I might be involved with here in the future, and we're going to go ahead and put that up. And I guess it's a major tour that she's setting up, so we'll put that up on the website as well. But anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour, and you know, I can't thank you enough for all the work you're doing, and give the doctor a big hug there. Amazing interview with him, and the work he's doing is just phenomenal. And I just you know, I'm really looking forward to continuing this the work together and continuing to rise to the occasion and have these incredible contacts.
Thanks a million, James. And it's always a pleasure to be here and be with you guys. Appreciate it always. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thanks. We're hitting the end of the hour, folks. I wish we could stay on, but we've got so much to do here and a lot of work going on here. So anyway, wait for the skies to clear. Watch the skies. Rise to the occasion. Focus on love and joy and bliss and harmony, and connect with these beings on that level. So rather than chase them around with a camera and trying to get a shot, why don't you invite them and use love and joy and bliss to do that? But anyway, this is James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening. And, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intention. And the rest will unfold. Good night.